calls from Abbey Road, KRLA. She came in through the bathroom window in Polythene Pam 909. Phase one with a rabbit Friday night. Country Joe's is located at 2113 Stoner Avenue. In West Los Angeles. Open for all young people ages 15 to 19. The place to go Friday and Saturday night, so it says. Run by teens for teens. Complete with light shows, dancing, admission 175. Doors open at 8 o'clock and they close at midnight. And plenty of time for you to get home, so mom and dad don't hassle you, right? Featured this weekend, the Bantams. Why don't you stop by Country Joe's, 2113 Stoner Avenue in West Los Angeles.
The Datsun sedans are the most powerful cars in their class. But how would you explain the performance of a Datsun to someone who's never driven one?
Well, why would you get involved with someone like that?
This is straight from the hip. This is lesson number one in Datsunship. When boy-girl relationship gets cooking in a Datsun, it's a motor.
The Datsun two-door sedans can be equipped with automatic transmission. And it was on that very day that little Donnie got it into his craw that he wanted a Datsun.
It's a Datsun. And...
heavy, baby. Heavy.
Hung up on rear suspension. Overhead cam engines turn me on. Front disc brakes really move me.
Drive a Datsun. Bend aside. It's a sound move.
Tick, 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 tick. It's time to discover Datsun. It's heavy, baby. Right? Is that what he said? Heavy, baby. Whatever. See the complete Datsun story in the March issue of Reader's Digest, then discover Datsun, its nearby Southern California Datsun dealer. I quote, it's a sound move. Before the Santana concert, I hope you've heard by now, if you're making plans to attend, there are no more tickets available, so don't be going out there tomorrow unless you're going to stand in the parking lot and try to pick up on the vibes. Good enough? Elvin Bishop, Santana, sellout. So when I warn you about the other concerts, you should go get the tickets and, no hassle fee. Okay, 200 mile per hour fuel altered to race Sunday on the rosin prepped surface out at Orange County International Raceway. Qualifications begin at 9 in the morning, racing 2 to 5.
KRLA, in cooperation with Concert Associates, presents Savoy Brown in concert Friday night, March 13th at Valley State College. Savoy Brown with special guest star Linda Ronstadt.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum.
And and extra added attraction, the Flying Burrito Brothers. Advance tickets available now at all the usual places for Linda Ronstadt, the Flying Burrito Brothers, and Savoy Brown in concert March 13th at Valley State. Another KRLA and Concert Associates production.
About a year ago, I called that the J.C. Fogerty Revival, I think. Anyway, some funk from the Bayou Country album. Creedence Clearwater Revival, KRLA, with a rabbit, phase one, Friday night.
Sears leads the way to lower color television prices. Listen to this fabulous offer. Until 9:30 Saturday night, you can buy a brand new big screen color television for only $299. And Sears will give you, absolutely free with the purchase, an all-channel black and white portable TV. This is Sears, and Sears says you get a black and white portable TV absolutely free when you buy Sears Consulate Color TV for just $299. Don't miss the enjoyment of beautiful color television for even one more day. Walk, run, drive, or fly to Sears during this great sale. Buy your brand new color Consulate, get an all-channel black and white portable free with the purchase, and the full price is only $299. Ask about Sears convenient credit plans. Don't miss Sears' spectacular television offer. This amazing special, big screen color television, plus your free black and white TV for only $299, ends Saturday night at 9:30. All Sears stores open daily to 9:30, Sunday hours noon to 5.
There's an old saying, if you want it, you better hurry. Badfinger.
If you want it, here it is, come and get it. Make your mind up fast. Cause it may not last. Did I hear you say that there must be a catch? Will you walk away from a fool and his money? If you want it, here it is, come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going. I'm
you better hurry, cause it may not last. Did I hear you say that there must be a catch? Will you walk away from a fool and his money?
Chicago Seven attorney William Kunstler will not be permitted to speak at San Fernando Valley State College this weekend. Efforts, meanwhile, are being made to have him appear at UCLA, according to student spokesman Gary Woman.
We think it's imperative that Kunstler and Weinglass speak on this campus. They're speaking in a free speech area, which was fought for by students from FSM on, and we believe it's our right to have off-campus speakers speak on campus.
Valley State President James Cleary turned thumbs down on a plan to have Kunstler appear at that campus. As part of a nonviolent demonstration at UCLA, it was reported students asked permission to have Kunstler appear on campus Sunday. And the Los Angeles Police Department, which is opposed to Kunstler's appearance in the city, may be powerless to prevent it. City Attorney Roger Arteberg, in reply to a request by Chief William Davis for a temporary injunction to prevent Kunstler from coming to Los Angeles, said there are no legal grounds for such action. Chief Davis has been asked to provide those grounds. The chief said earlier Kunstler provokes violence wherever he goes. He cited the rioting on the Santa Barbara campus following a speech by Kunstler.
Men in Dry antiperspirant brings you one of life's little everyday pressures.
By the way, Charlie, Mother is coming to live with us.
Oh.
Not my mother, your mother.
Oh.
Life's little everyday pressures can give you a nervous perspiration complex, but Men in Dry has an aluminum chlorhydroxide complex, and if that doesn't help turn off the perspiration, maybe nothing will.
Spray on Men in Dry. Men in Dry.
Men in Dry.
Or men in.
And women in.
My name is Bob McFadden. I don't own a ranch in Texas, but I come to you with a heavy beard and a can of Menin shave cream. The only shave cream with super smooth lanolin. Now come, let us shave together.
Nothing takes your razor for a ride like soft stroking, skin bracing, smooth shaving, Menin shave cream.
President Nixon has declared war on strikes. The White House today called for a long-range program to ward off strikes which could cripple the transportation industry. Mr. Nixon called for an entirely new law covering rail and airline strikes and lockouts with a number of alternatives to forestall strikes. The measure would not be effective in time to deal with the threat of a national railroad strike sometime this month. While industry and labor have voiced no strong opposition to the plan, who might be visiting the White House to protest?
The Three Scabs.
Well, here we are, fellas. The White House.
In person.
Hey, Vernon, how come it isn't white inside?
Did you hear that, Harold? How come it isn't white inside?
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing.
Why, you...
No, wait a minute, Vernon. That was a legitimate question.
Oh, yeah? What color is that wall?
Well, it's blue. Any dummy could see that.
Oh, yeah? Well, take a closer look, dummy.
Oh, my brains.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you brought them. Now, look. We're here on serious business. We're going to be meeting with the President of the United States.
Right.
So put on a serious veneer.
Nuts, I forgot to pick mine up at the cleaners.
You want to go to the cleaners? I'll send you Fist Express.
Fist Express? Hey, what's that?
This.
Ah, does that mean we get to meet the Fist Lady?
Fist Lady?
Hey, take it easy, will you, fellas? I'm a bleeder.
Gentlemen, the President will see you now.
Okay, bring him in.
Yeah, bring him in. Bring them in. Why, you?
Right this way, gentlemen.
Look at that guy, Vinan. I haven't seen a guy wearing a suit like that since we ate in a restaurant.
Will you shut up? Now, look, we're going into the president's Oval Office, so don't touch nothing, especially his oval.
Yeah, I hear he's really touchy.
Well, maybe we should touch him.
Speaking of touching, you'll get a kick out of this.
Oh, yeah?
Now, what's the meaning of this small body on my desk?
Now, listen, pal, don't worry about that. We happen to be here to have a little chit-chat with an old friend of ours known as the President of the U.S. of A.
Yeah. Oh, you know the President, do you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, tell him, Fatso Joe.
Yeah, why, just the other day I was having lunch with him, and I said, Linda, I...
No, just a moment. Let me make one thing perfectly clear.
Okay, how about wiping my glasses for a start?
Of course, I'll be glad... Oh, get off my desk!
Yeah? Well, who's gonna make me?
That's telling him, Harold. Yeah, who's gonna make him?
The president's gonna make him.
Oh, you know the president too, huh?
I am the president.
Oh.
Make no mistake about that.
I think we already did.
Mr. President.
Yes.
Your royal presenthood, sir. Allow me to apologize for my retarded as well as dumb and not terribly attractive partner, Harold. Get off the desk.
Oh,
well, mistakes are made. Make no mistake about that.
Yeah, well, get off the desk, Harold.
Well, I was just getting used to it up here, though.
Well, Harold, how about getting used to this?
What?
Oh, I missed.
Yeah,
oh.
I bet that's smart, huh?
Yes, it does, now that you met. Why, I ought to...
You better let us do it, sir. We're old hands. Harold, here's my old hand.
And here's my old hand.
Oh, talk about your hand job.
Well, now that my desk is cleared of previous business, what can I do for you, gentlemen?
You can get me a Band-Aid.
That, will you? Not you, your presidentship.
Yes.
Sir, your commander-in-chief, this, we are the three scares.
In prison.
And whenever there's a strike, we work. If there ain't no strikes, we don't work.
Yeah.
So we're here to protest your plan to prevent strikes in the transportation industry. It could be construed as anti-scab.
Well, now, let me give you my feelings on that directly. It's well known that my position historically has been one of friendliness towards the scabs of America, which is not to say that I've been opposed to unions, but there is, of course, a place for all kinds of workers in the American system. Now, in the transportation industry, of course, there has been...
Pardon me, I gotta use your phone.
Hey, use the red one, Harold. It's real pretty.
Yeah, don't mind if I do.
What?
Wow, goody talk, huh?
And you're in touch with a friend in the
Hello, Cloughlin, let me speak to the chief. Come. This is World War III.
Just a moment. Give me that phone. That's the hotline, you idiot.
Oh, careful. You might find yourself.
Are you overgrown? What? No, not you, Mr. Kosygin. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, sir. Just testing the line. Peace. Now, look here. This disruption in my office must cease.
Mr. President,
yes.
Your first manship.
Thank you.
This disruption is named Harold, and we will be honored to usher him to the nearest portal and throw him out on his nearest head.
Why, thanks, fellas. Yeah.
At that point, Vernon and I will return to discuss more weighty matters in the sanctity of our privacy.
Well, no, that's not necessary. I may have been a bit hasty. I don't know. Dr. Kissinger isn't around. If you have a protest or an argument or a protest, just quietly and clearly give it to me.
What did you say?
I said give it to me. You might say, sock it to me.
Why, certainly!
Oh, that does it! My patience is exhausted.
Yeah, we're pretty tired ourselves. Mind if we sit down?
Get out! I'm sorry for the interruption, your President Hood. I get the ass.
That's like having three sparrows around.
President Nixon, already established as a football buff and amateur expert, now is getting into the showbiz scene. He called comedian Jackie Gleason last night during a Gleason-esque birthday party in Miami Beach and gave him a verbal present, a job offer. Mr. Nixon said he might have a spot for the slimmed-down Gleason, who lost 60 pounds and then lost his CBS television show. Said the president, anybody who knows how to lose 60 pounds in 7 months will know how to cut the fat out of the budget.
One of these days, pow!
A California congressman who has been critical of what he termed managed news by the military in Vietnam reports the latest incident in which three newsmen were taken into custody in Laos did not involve press discrimination. Sacramento Democrat John Moss said the men were part of a press group visiting a supply and medical center southwest of the Laotian Plain of Jars. They wandered into a restricted area and were taken into custody, then later released. At the same time, a South Vietnamese government official said it was regrettable that about a dozen newsmen and...
Vietnam's National Assembly deputy in Saigon.
Now, ordinarily, this is bad news.
I want Theraflam, you want Theraflam, I'll buy Theraflam, you buy Theraflam.
My name is Sally Eaton, and I'm in here. You know, my skin still breaks out a little bit. Another kid in the show used Theraflam, and I tried Theraflam. It helps dry them out, and it helps cover them up, too. I'll be glad when I never have acne. But until then, I'm happy about Theraflam.
She's not the only kid in the show that uses Theraflam.
I'll buy Theraflam.
Clean makeup, CoverGirl's the one for
me. CoverGirl
looks and feels and stays so clean. Like no makeup at all.
CoverGirl, the only makeup made with clean Noxzema medication, so it's good for your skin. CoverGirl medicated makeup by Noxzema.
Clean makeup, CoverGirl's the one for
Dr. Ken Harwood today was presented the Distinguished Service Award by the National Education Society for Telecommunications and Ceremonies in San Francisco. Dr. Harwood, who is president of Oak Knoll Broadcasting, which owns and operates KRLA, received the award at the 23rd annual meeting of the society. Dr. Harwood is also a dean of Temple University's Communications and Theater Department. Congratulations, Dr. Ken.
The U.S. Supreme Court today refused to reconsider the conviction of seven men involved in the Ku Klux Klan murder of three civil rights workers in Mississippi. The court rejected an appeal by the seven, clearing the way for them to begin serving the sentences, which range from 3 to 10 years. Unlike the Chicago Seven, who were refused bail because they were considered dangerous, the Mississippi Seven have been free for several years while appealing their case. But it wasn't a matter of bail, since none was needed. All seven were freed on their own recognizance.
This is The Credibility Gap, written and performed by Richard Beebe, David L. Lander, Harry Shearer, and special guest Michael McKeon, with Leo McElroy, Dale Van Ammon, and engineer Phil Little. Join us Sunday morning at 11:30 or Sunday evening at 8 p.m. when we present Nick Bradfield's Letters, a study in depth of something.
And good night, Jimmy Rabbit, wherever you are.
From Pasadena, the Rabbit.
K-R-L-A. Right here, I think.
Because the revolution's here, and you know it's right.
Gloria, whatever happened became of Thunderclap Newman. One record, something in the air, and that was it. We haven't heard from him since. And there are those of you who would say, good.
Right.
And some of you are still waiting. Anyway, it's 936 Phase 1 with a rabbit. Says here, the Association of Black Social Workers of Greater Los Angeles is now announcing plans to sponsor a workshop that will focus on materials needed by the black graduate and undergraduate students in the field of social welfare. Why don't you give them a call and find out what it's all about. They need your help. 734-4775.
I got the
Henry, today's a personality poll for the yearbook.
Right, but why are you excited, Roberta?
Oh, well, I just might walk off with a few things, like a most popular girl.
Well, maybe if you hired a public relations firm.
Well, how about a most likely to succeed?
No, not likely.
Best dress?
You're kidding.
Well, I just gotta win something.
Oh, you'll win something, Roberta.
What?
Best case of frizzy.
Frizzy?
Yeah, those weird little broken things in your hair. Nobody even comes close to you in frizzies.
Well, at least I'll be frizzy champ, huh, Henry?
Only if it's a split vote, Roberta.
Hey, don't sing the frizzy blues. Now there's Protein 21, a new shampoo that helps split ends disappear as you shampoo. Protein 21 makes your hair softer feeling, shinier, and more manageable. Get Protein 21, the shampoo for the frizzy blues.
I got the
in their time. Jimmy Mitch and Noel from KRLA. Hendrick's Experience at 940.
It's here. The United States Fuel and Gas Motorcycle National Sunday at Irwindale Raceway. Would you believe motorcycles going from 0 to 165 miles per hour in only two city blocks? Imagine all the nation's fastest drag bikes racing side by side for a purse of over $6,500. Can Southern California's top riders, Forrest Murray, Joe Smith, Sonny Roslovsky, and others, stand up to the famous Eastern riders? Are you lucky enough to win a door prize worth $1,000? Try it out this Sunday on Irwindale Avenue between Arrow and 40. rodeo, the action strip, Irwindale Raceway.
KRLA presents in concert The Grateful Dead. Once again, the sound of San Francisco comes alive in Los Angeles one night only, Saturday night, March 7th, at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium. The Grateful Dead, with special guest stars Cold Blood. Remember, The Grateful Dead and Cold Blood in concert March 7th at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium. Tickets now at all the usual places. Presented by KRLA in cooperation with Concert Associates.
Okay, it's 9:41. I want to remind you the next Credibility Gap report will be 20 minutes deep into a Saturday morning, the Johnny Hayes program. Will it be Johnny or Gary tonight? Johnny's still under the weather, or do you know? No way of knowing. Will Johnny Hayes be in tonight, or will it be Gary Marshall? No one knows. Anyway, John's been sick, so he might be back tonight. Anyway, the Credibility Gap will do their thing 20 minutes deep into a Saturday morning. Then they got this Sunday special, 30 Minutes of Insanity. It's Sunday morning, 11:30, Sunday evening at 8 p.m.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always miss with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore. Cause I love you.
Music, what it's all about. Moody Blues, Nights in White Satin, KRLA. Phase 1, Friday night, full and final with a rabbit, 9:45.
Today's the day. Today's the day. Hyperfation washes away. The news is out. It's fun to shout. Hyperfation is here to stay.
Hyperface washes away the dirt and oil that can clog pores. Hyperface, the clear blue liquid that deep cleans, while it fights the germs that aggravate blemishes. With invisible antibacterial protection that lasts. Just wash with Hyperface twice a day, every day.
Hyperface can wash it over.
weather.
Mostly cloudy over the weekend. Scattered drizzle and or light rain through Saturday morning. 30% chance of that. Hazy sunshine late Saturday afternoon. Low tonight down to 54 tomorrow up around 66 with a hazy sunshine. Partly sunny once again on Sunday. One more time. 30% chance of rain between now and tomorrow morning. Hollywood 58, 56 far to the right in Orange County. Beaches 56, Burbank 57.
The Rabbit, K-R-L-A. Dreams, it's great to be back home. Home is where I want to be.